Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Looking forward to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having John Penichone back on the show. John is a veteran. We're celebrating Veterans Day. That's one of the reasons he's here today. He spent a number of years in the military, assigned to the 82nd Airborne. He spent a little time under canopy, my friends, and that makes him a special person in my world. John is the CEO of Logic Bay, which he just sold, which we're pretty excited about that. He's a co-founder of Vet to CEO, and now he's got another veteran organization that he started. We're going to get him to tell us all about that. Hey, John, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me. I'm humbled and honored to be here on Veterans Day. Thank you.
Good to have you back, and thank you again for your service. Thanks for your service to our country. I've started all my veterans interviews this week, today, by getting them to talk a little bit about their service. And so I know you were with the 82nd. I spent a little time with them. I know how to get in and off of Fort Bragg. And the unit I was in served the 82nd for a number of years. But you were there in the 82nd on active duty as a jump master. You might have pushed me out of an airplane once upon a time. What was your service? What did you do?
Well, I was actually platoon leader, Company XO, then S3 Air, and the Airborne Tank Battalion the 82nd had at the time. It was light tanks. We used to kick out of C-130s. So we would be, aligned in the task force with the infantry and go and play war games and play in the woods with the infantry task force.
There's something, it's hard to explain to people what it's like to drive a vehicle on an airplane, rig it up with chutes and rig it to the airplane, and you're in the airplane with your gear on, and to push that vehicle out, that whatever it may be, that howitzer or Bradley or whatever, or Jeep, to push it out the back of a C-130 and then go out after it. There's just something that's hard to explain that to people, isn't it?
Yeah, I've done that a few times. It's not usually we jump with the infantry separately, but that does happen, and that tank goes from 0 to 130 in about a second and a half as it exits the plane, and pucker factor watching is pretty high. So, it's pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, well, that's the other thing. I mean, you folks got a multi-ton vehicle that has to go out of the back of that airplane with, like, a tenth of a millimeter of tolerance for error, right? It's got to go out. It's got to go straight.
That's what you're thinking about.
It's not hanging off the back, folks. It's up in the C-130 on these rails, And this thing's got to go out. It can't wobble. If it wobbles at all, it takes the back of the plane off and everybody dies. It's got to be done right.
It's a good day when it leaves and the tail is still visible on the plane. You know, you're halfway there. Yeah.
When it goes out the back and the noise doesn't increase, if you've closed your eyes and you're saying a prayer, are you just listening for the noise, right? And so
that's right.
But that's pretty cool memory you got there. And so good for you. The people you served, I know, of course, it's like civilization. Everybody's not wonderful, but when I think about the people I served with, it's pretty awesome. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, over time, you forget the bad parts, and, you know, the Army's not full of all great people. You know, we got the bell curve, and you remember the great folks, the great leaders. And you remember the good times, you know, but there are plenty of trying times, as you know, and, you know, those tend to fade, and, you just remember the precious memories and lessons you learned, which carry you the rest of your life.
And the relationships you probably still have after all these years.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've got, you know, there's the short list of brothers, you know, that brothers from another mother that we all have.
So how long have you been out?
Oh, gosh. Well, I took off the uniform in 94 after a couple of years in the reserve. So, I've been out, 16 years, if my math's right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
38.
Or 26 years. Something like that.
38 for me. Hey, John, I need your website, please.
BetTheCEO.org. BETTOCEO.org.
And when we come back, we're gonna let John tell us about that and a new organization he's starting up to help veterans transition and be successful from the military into the marketplace. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.